Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I am your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. Or follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradio, kmp3.com. And to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe it's somewhere right in the middle. I don't know what you're doing. But here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I'm grateful. I have no desire to drink today. I am sick today. So if I sound miserable and depressed, I'm not miserable or depressed. I'm just sick. I'm not too sick to sit here and talk for a little bit. When I was first getting sober, and for a long time, if I was sick, everybody around me would pay for that. Used to live that way. If I was uncomfortable, you were going to be uncomfortable too. And that's one of the many things Alcoholics Anonymous has given me. One of them is the ability to separate how I'm feeling from how I'm behaving. I used to never be able to do that at all. Now I'm much better at it. I'm not great at it, but I'm much better than I was. Used to be whatever my feelings were, everybody around me was going to know. They were going to feel those feelings. If I didn't feel good, you suddenly didn't deserve kindness. I mean, I didn't even think about it that deeply. I was just in my own world so much, and the steps really have changed me a lot. I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee here from Trader Joe's, mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. And I'm also having tea. I'm drinking a lot of water and all that. But I'm not doing a show without that coffee. I just won't do it right now. It's my ism. It's my restlessness, irritability, and discontentedness. I'm just kidding. Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? I've gotten a lot of messages about my last episode, Restless, Irritable, and Discontented. And turns out I'm far from alone. A lot of people feeling the same thing, confusion about that, relief to know they're not alone, that to be restless, irritable, and discontented is not the default of a sober person who's had a psychic change. It may be for somebody, but if it is, it's not their alcoholism. According to the book, they're describing practicing alcoholic between drinking bouts. I mean, the poor little big book, you know, that's what it says, but there's so much that's passed on that it just, in a way, doesn't stand a chance. That's how I feel sometimes since I've read things right out of the big book so many times. only to have it countered with, but I heard that. But I don't think there's a different book to thump. So I am a big book thumper. Today I wanted to talk about the idea that honoring my highest self, my true self, is actually the most selfless thing I can do. Because it is the best thing for everyone in my life. So I got sober, and for years in my sobriety, I was in a state of mind where I thought I had to accept everything. Even though we say the serenity prayer, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. It doesn't say God grant me the serenity to accept everything no matter what. But I really did believe that I was just supposed to accept everything. I mean, that story in the big book about acceptance has really become part of AA culture. I think I shared about this, but I got to see the author of that chapter speak when I was pretty new, back when the chapter was called Dr. Alcoholic Addict. But now it's become so popular, it says acceptance is the answer. It's the name of the chapter now, but I'm not, that's a beautiful story, I think. There's amazing things there, and in a way, my experience is that that's true. That what is happening right now is happening right now. That's true. That part's true. It doesn't do me any good to pretend that what is happening at this moment isn't happening. That part is true for me. But also, there's things that I shouldn't accept. I shouldn't accept abuse. I shouldn't accept a lot of stuff. I shouldn't accept something that hurts my soul. You know, when you go through the big book and go through the steps, and they talk about us navigating step 3 and 4 all the way through step 12. There's nothing in there at all that says accept everything. Quite the opposite is expressed many times. Our ability to affect people is expressed many times. Our decisions and their ability to impact people and things is expressed constantly. It talks about what it does talk about is if somebody pisses you off, somebody offends you, look at that as an opportunity to demonstrate God. But that's a principle. And I think for a long time I thought that meant give them time, give them energy, give them effort, crawl before them, give them whatever they ask for. If somebody asks for help, just whatever it is, just do it. And I don't feel that way at all anymore. My understanding is the book doesn't say that at all. It says quite the opposite. It says we should use common sense and we should be tactful and humble and considerate and we don't crawl before anyone and you know, it implies that my own stupidity can actually harm somebody. It says that if somebody's thoroughly ill-intentioned, no amount of tolerance will make any difference. Like, get them out. And, you know, we've entered the world of the spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. My job is to be helpful. No doubt about it. And I should not be fighting things or people. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it in my mind that God's will for me is harmony. There's no question about it to me. But sometimes being helpful is leaving. Sometimes being helpful is saying something nice about them behind their back. I mean, there's endless creative things that love does. The principle is be loving, but love is creative and it's not confined. It constructs. It builds. And if I go into the world with that principle, you know, love is constructive and my job is to be loving, that for me etches out a really different path than just the tacit endorsement of everything going on. So, I don't know. It's a puzzle to work on for the rest of my life and continuing to work on it. I hope this helps somebody today. I'll pray really quick and then I'm going to go. God, I offer myself to you so you can build with me and do with me whatever you want. Please relieve me of the shackles of selfishness so I can do your will better. Take away my difficulties, not my problems, but my difficulties, so that my victory over them will bear witness to those I would help with thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. And hopefully I can do your will always. I want to give a shout out today to Mallory, to Yasmin, to Katie, to Tony, to Rich, to Mr. Chow, and a special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. If anybody needs to hear it, everything's okay. I'm starting something brand new on Tuesday. Instead of a podcast, it's a bodcast, where I'm just going to like sit in front of the microphone and just like show you how hot I am. You can't see it because, you know, there's no picture, but you can hear it. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. I'm going to go. If you haven't already, check out the books, Sarcastic Big Book, Sarcastic Daily Meditations, More Sarcastic Daily Meditations, the new book, Cruel Truths. It's a children's book for adults. And if this podcast is helping you, tell somebody about it, or leave a nice review. That's what people read nowadays. And that's it. I do not know why my life was saved, but I'm gonna go.